Welcome to the Josh Meister's Lost podcast, the audio version of the Josh Meister's Lost blog, which you can find at thelostmeister.blogspot.com. This podcast may contain spoilers. Monday, May 15th, 2006. Is Christian Shepherd alive? Many people have theorized that Jack's dad, Christian Shepherd, may yet be alive. In spite of the fact that Jack identified his father's body at the morgue, this theory is plausible because Jack found his father's coffin to be empty in the episode White Rabbit. If the theory about Jack's dad being alive is true, this may explain why we were shown the story of Charlotte Malkin as an allusion that Christian Shepherd may yet be alive. This would also seem to explain why we keep seeing Christian in so many people's flashbacks. Perhaps he has a more important role than we now know. Tuesday, May 16th, 2006. Notes from the official Lost podcast, May 15th, 2006. In the latest official Lost podcast, executive producers Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse hinted a couple of things we can expect to see addressed on the show. Damon said that if he was a fan of the show, he would be interested in what the printed log from the Pearl says. Several people have suggested that the log appears to be a record of when the button was pushed, and therefore it should be possible to discover whether or not the fake Henry Gale pushed the button. We're also going to find out very soon, presumably in tomorrow night's episode, what drove Michael to kill Anna Lucia. There's also the issue of Walt's aging. We haven't seen much of Walt at all for the past year, and the actor who plays Walt is at an age where his rate of growth over that length of time is noticeable. Keeping in mind that the survivors have only been on the island for a little over 2 months so far, it's not terribly surprising that the issue of Walt's aging will be addressed somehow in the show. Lost Experience Update, May 16th, 2006. For those following the Lost Experience, a multimedia alternate reality game created by ABC as a tie-in with Lost, here are some recent updates. Note that most of this won't make much sense without first catching up on what's happened so far. I recommend Lostpedia's coverage. As of today, there's a fourth video clip from the Gary Troop interview available here. In it, Troop reveals that Alvar Hanso allegedly purchased every available copy of Troop's nonfiction book, The Valenzetti Equation, and the reprinting rights to it. So far, we know little about Valenzetti, other than the fact that the blast door map makes a brief reference to Valenzetti-related research activity. There was also a Wikipedia article for a short time that allegedly may have been written by Javier Grillo Marswatch, a Lost writer-producer. This article is no longer available on Wikipedia, but it has been mirrored in Lostpedia's Valenzetti article. Also new today, another website that has been officially connected with the Lost Experience, http://djdan.am. The site is that of a fictional DJ with a podcast about conspiracies. This month he's focusing on none other than the Hanso Foundation. The site includes an alleged photograph of a shark with the Dharma Initiative logo, which is interesting because the shark that was swimming near Sawyer and Michael after the others destroyed the raft had a similar marking. I plan to listen to DJ Dan's short podcast tomorrow. A second DJ Dan podcast is due on the 26th of May, according to the site. One more thing. This is almost certainly nothing more than a crackpot theory, or more likely the result of having recently studied the subject, but the image on DJ Dan's site when you click on Mythic Beastie Sighting looks an awful lot like it might contain steganographic clues. Would anyone versed in steg analysis care to test this theory? I did some digging with Google Image Search and found this image, which by all appearances is the original, so it might be helpful to compare the two to see if they're identical. If not, the DJ Dan version could possibly contain a hidden clue. Wednesday, May 17th, 2006. No more sporadic episode schedule in Season 3? I know a lot of people who have complained about ABC's scheduling of Lost, with a couple of new episodes at a time, with repeats in between. Well, at least according to this article, we can expect next season to be a lot better. It sounds like we'll have a couple of large blocks of repeat-free Lost, instead of sporadic new episodes mixed with reruns. Thanks for listening. Please check out the Josh Meister's Lost blog for links related to this podcast. The address again is The Lost Meister, that's thelostmeister.blogspot.com. Thank you, and namaste.